counting down the top 20 albums in Canada.
Hi, this is Joel Plaskett.
This is Christina Martin.
Hey, this is Joseph Garmisch from the band Dune.
Hi, this is Sasha Bulat.
Hey, this is Phil Sharma from the band Heat.
Hey, here's Louis from Solid.
Hey, it's Kieran Adams from Diana, and you're listening to the Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
All right, we'll get it started all over again. It is the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Enman. Brian Cleveland is also in studio, and we're about to count down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. Brian is going to let you know what you find if you go to that website.
You forgot to mention that last week you were recording the show from Ontario from your car, and this week I'm recording the show from my helicopter above the studio.
Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't quite sound like a helicopter, but
next week I'm going to go
from,
on train.
From your ivory tower in, in your office.
Yes, Earshot's the National Campus and Community Radio Report. We literally couldn't do this show without it. It is produced by the National Campus and Community Radio Association every single week. And it includes a list of the 50 most played releases of the week across Canada. That is the National Top 50, from which we play selections from the top 20 releases every single week. Again, this is for the week ending Tuesday, November 1st, 2016. We're into November. Can you believe it?
No.
The year is almost over. And as well as the entire National Top 50, you can find lists from over 30 different campus and community radio stations, which are combined into the Top 50. You can also find genre-specific charts for electronic, hip-hop, international jazz, loud, folk roots, and blues, monthly and yearly countdowns, reviews, interviews, and loads more, all online, again, at earshot-online.com.
That sounds like a lot.
It's a lot. It's just a bunch of cool stuff. You should check it out.
For sure. Earshot20 at gmail.com. That's our email. Facebook.com/earshot20. Our home on Facebook. And at earshot20 is our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to reach out and all are great ways to get in touch. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show, we are happy to do that for you. We will play something from your latest release and we'll talk to you about it as well. So get in touch with us. Reach out. We've got only maybe a few more weeks left before this year is done, and that will probably means only another 4 or 5 shows actually to the end of the year by the time we factor in a break for work purposes and also our holiday show. And we don't typically do one over the holidays as a normal show because we're prepping, getting ready for the big countdown, the big show, which will be the top 20 of 2016. That's crazy.
It is, yeah.
It is still 2016.
I think you're ready for the vacation and the holidays already. It's one of the benefits of this being radio and not visual is that you're literally recording this radio show with your eyes closed and your arms. You've never looked more relaxed producing this show. Not that you can tell any difference in the vocal, in the voice or anything.
I might be able to tell a little difference. There's 4 Neocitrons in, so I'm...
the full strength ones.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we've got a great show lined up, which includes the top 20. We have music news with Stephen Karlick. Brian will have the lowdown as well. Of course, it all comes from the site we just told you about. And because of some movement on the charts, we probably are saying goodbye to a few albums, but that means we're saying hello to a few new.
Yeah, a little bit of a mix-up this week. 5 new or returning albums, including a debut, which will close out our first set of music here in just a few moments, and 10 debuts below the top 20, which we'll tell you about later on in the show as well. As a result of that, a few albums dropping off the show, at least for this week, perhaps to return, perhaps not. Only time will tell. July Talk from 15 to 28. Fond of Tigers from number 13 to number 40. Hot Panda from number 14 to number 43, Les Deluxe from number 17 down to number 46, and in the show for the first time last week at number 20 and down this week to 45 is the latest from Greenland.
Cool stuff. All right, we'll get the countdown started. We're going to pop on down to number 20.
Yeah, and we'll also tell you about later in the show as well. We should also mention that the reason that we were doing sort of a different program last week, we might have normally taken the show off, but we did a really special new program for our funding drive. And we'll tell you about the results of Local 107.3 FM's funding drive. Thanks to you if you participated in any way as a donor. And for now, we'll get into the music here at number 20, down 4 spots, Angel Olsen. Her newest on Jag Jaguar is called My Woman. You're going to hear a track called Pops. Back into our show at 19. Lisa Conway, also known as L. Con, was on the show as an interview a few weeks ago, and her newest album, Moon Milk, is back in the show from 27 up to the middle of this set of music at 19. You're going to hear My Aquatic Uncle. And on the show for the first time, on the charts for the first time, in a debut at number 18, the latest from Sonic Avenues. It's called Disconnector. You're going to hear Tunnel Vision.
Here's Angel Olsen with a song called Pops. You're number 20 this week. Stick around. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
All those people, they don't see me. Baby, don't leave. Please believe me. Couldn't love them if I tried to. No one understands me like you. I'm not playing anymore. I'm not playing anymore. Did all that before. I'm not playing anymore. Love of the chase. Love of love. Why? My heart's made up. Don't you know you'll never have a part? Please don't start. It hurts to start. That passing us by. Hey, it was only something in my eyes. You can go on home. You got what you need. Take my.
Listening to the Earshot 20, number 19. You won't. Earshot 20. Number 18.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Tunnel Vision by Sonic Avenues. Their newest album is in the national top 50 for the very first time this week at number 18, debuting in that spot. It's called Disconnector, and as well, that means it's on the show for the first time this week as well. Elcon in the middle with an album called Moon Milk at number 19, up from 27. My Aquatic Uncle's the track you heard. And we kicked it all off with Pops. That's a new track by Angel Olsen. Down three spots, number 20 is her new album, My Woman.
Anthony Ammon here, Brian Cleveland over there on the other side of the mic, counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. And if you were listening at the beginning of the program, you heard Brian mention the fact that we did a pretty neat program last week. I wasn't even here in the studio. I was actually abroad about 1,113, 1,113. 30 kilometers. I'm just gonna guesstimate. Sure. I was over 1,000 kilometers away,
probably.
But through the magic of technology, was able to talk to you for an entire show.
Yeah, you wouldn't really notice all that much of a difference, except for just the audio quality.
Right,
makes it pretty obvious that you're on the phone. But yeah, Anthony was in Toronto last week. Often, if he's not available to make it to the studio, we might take a week off here or there, or I'll do the show solo. But we arranged it because it was our funding drive here at our home station, Local 107.3 FM, aka CFMH FM. And again, at localfm.ca, all the info you can find last week and continuing about our funding drive here, raising some funds to keep the station growing, getting better and stronger. And lots of people participated. Thanks to everybody who called in or donated online.
You can still get a drum roll going here?
So you kind of announced a preliminary total just a few days ago of $3,773. But just in the last 3 or 4 days, even a few donations still trickling in, our total actually sits now at $4,063.
Big
which
money.
Is massive. That's our largest total ever, over nearly $1,000 over our highest total ever, and almost double last year's funding drive. So huge, huge thanks to everybody out there. We always kind of hesitate to give a total complete final amount kind of until like a month later, really, because a lot of donations and pledges kind of trickle in. A donor just came in like an hour ago with a check even, which raised our total even more. So we'll keep you updated on that. But again, thanks so much. And if you're interested in pledging, you can still get in on that. Some cool swag and information online, localfm.ca. And we'll do it all again in one year's time as well. So
yeah. That's a promise.
Yes.
I can't promise we'll be on the air in 1 year's time, but
who knows?
But it's a promise that that'll happen in 1 year's time. All right, more of the music on the way now. Brian's going to let you know what's coming in at number 15 and number 14. No, 17 and 16.
That's right.
Is that
right? Don't jump the gun.
Yeah, I know. That'd be awesome if that was the name of the song.
This album falling off the charts a week or two ago, but a big Canadian record for 2016 is back into our program after a very short break. Last week at number 39, this week at 17, it is Bad Bad Not Good and their fourth album, aptly titled 4 in Roman numerals. You're going to hear the lead track from that record. It's called And That Too. And Snowblink, they have a new one out called Returning Current. Downforce Boss to 16, you'll hear Cyclone.
Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Thank you.
listening to the Earshot 20. Number 16.
I saw it coming from 100 miles away. I saw the sky turn from sapphire to gray. Every bird around it flew right out of sight. It was broad day, but it looked like midnight. The benches dance a supernatural dressage. Everyone anticipating your barrage. They told me to board up the doors and all the glass. Told me to run for cover, wait for it to pass.
Was Cyclone by Snowblink from their newest release, returning current this week at number 16, last week on our charts at number 12, and at number 17, all the way up from number 39, back into the show again. It is Bad Bad Not Good with an album 4. You heard the lead track from that release. It's called And That Too.
Back at it for another week of the charts, and you know what that means, another week of music news as well. Stephen Karlick is the senior editor at Exclaim Magazine, and he joins us on the line right now to bring us some great music news from the site. Stephen, always a pleasure.
Hello.
It was you had the great opportunity to talk to Brian. I keep teasing Brian that off air you and I talk about how horrible he is so that I can keep him on his toes.
It's funny because actually he and I talk about how horrible you are.
Well, that's
I'm
good to know.
I've been double agenting you both.
Yes. All right. I see. You're like, oh, they'll keep me around if I keep up this saucy talk.
I'm rude to everyone, they'll like me.
Yeah. Well, that's good to know. This will be your last show, by the way. We've got some great some music news to talk about. Some great stuff to kick off with, and fans of Grimes all across the world are probably giving her cheers for a big award that she took home recently.
Yes, she did. So on October 31st, otherwise known as Halloween, the magazine Harper's Bazaar hosted their annual Women of the Year ceremony. The star-studded event saw athletes, actors, designers, musicians, and more honored at a gala in London, England. Canadian pop genius Grimes was, of course, as you know, among those present, walking the red carpet and accepting the award for Musician of the Year. She tweeted, "Thank you so much, Harper's. Awards aside, tonight was a fine display of the most amazing food and eloquent speeches." She, of course, retweeted one of their links. In addition to releasing her album Art Angels last fall, Grimes has had a busy year in 2016, contributing songs to Suicide Squad soundtrack and the game NBA 2017. She also recently unveiled 7 new music videos from her aforementioned Art Angels album. She also opened up a discussion about the lack of female representation at Canadian awards shows last year when she called out the Junos for ignoring female producers. Other recipients of this year's Harper's Bazaar Women of the Year Awards included Annie Lennox, Emma Watson, Felicity Jones, Keira Knightley, and the evening's top honoree, Rio Olympic cyclist Laura Trott, who was dubbed Woman of the Year. You can see the full list of winners at X.ca, where you can also, of course, read more about Grimes.
It's so cool. And she's a busy, busy lady, does not stop, as you can just tell by everything that you've listed off, all the projects she's been working on, and then some.
Yes, but not just women being honored as Women of the Year this year.
Right.
Because God forbid men should be left out of Women of the Year awards. In case you were wondering, that's U2 frontman Bono in a photo for Glamour Women of the Year Award. Bono is the first ever man to be given an award in the annual Glamour magazine ceremony, but the magazine's editors decided his work to establish gender equality made him a shoo-in. Cindy Leave, Glamour's editor-in-chief, told the Associated Press that, quote, "We've talked for years about whether to honor a man at Women of the Year, and we've always kind of put the kibosh on it. You know, men get a lot of awards and aren't exactly hurting in the celebration and honors department. But it started to seem that might be an outdated way of looking at things, and there are so many men who really are doing wonderful things for women these days. Some men get it, and Bono is one of those guys." Bono is being recognized for his various charities established throughout the world. Most recently, he worked with his One campaign to launch a movement called Poverty is Sexist. So, you know, he's doing good things. Whether that makes him a Woman of the Year or not is, of course, up for debate. You can read more about that story at exclaim.ca, where you'll see that Bono is joined by some esteemed peers, including fashion designer Miuccia Prada, IMF chief Christine Lagarde, ISIS kidnap survivor Nadia Murad, Black Lives Matter activists Patrice Cullors, Alicia Garza, and Opal Tamidi, and model and body activist Ashley Graham. Read more about the Glamour Women of the Year honorees there, and of course at Glamour.
I can only assume, as you just mentioned, that there will be some debates over that one.
Some debates about whether Bono is a Woman of the Year or not.
Yeah, well, we'll leave it up. We'll leave it up to the internet on that one. Let's flip over to our next story. This is I know I mentioned this a couple of weeks ago. I was surprised about the fact that there were still festivals being announced and that they were flowing into the winter. And you'd mentioned that there are lots of festivals that happen now that are wintry themed, and this one seems to fit that bill. It is Halifax's In the Dead of Winter releasing a lineup.
Yeah. Right in the title, Halifax's In the Dead of Winter have released their 2017 lineup, giving East Coast music fans something to look forward to, even in the chilly weather. Organizers have rolled out an initial lineup for the fest that includes The Wooden Sky, Justin Rutledge, Irish Mithen, Jennifer Castle, Jim Bryson, Julie Doiron, and many, many others. The 2017 edition of the festival will run from January 19th to 22nd between Timber Lounge, the Seahorse Tavern, and Good Robot Brewing Company. In addition to the nightly shows, the festival's kickoff party will take place on January 18th at Good Robot Brewing Company, and a special bluegrass brunch has been booked for January 21st at Seven Bays Bouldering Cafe. You can see prices for tickets, which are on sale now, at exclaim.ca and at the official In the Dead of Winter website.
Very awesome. Sounds like a cool festival, huh?
Yuck.
All right. Let's move on to our last story of the hour before we get back to the great music that's here on the charts. And this is news that Run the Jewels will be heading around the world on a tour.
Yes, they will. The rap duo Run the Jewels have been revving up to the release of their Run the Jewels 3, which, as you guessed, is their third album. They've released a new single called Talk to Me and recently made an appearance on the Colbert Report. And while album release details have yet to be finalized, they've just announced plans for a 2017 North American tour dubbed the Run the World Tour. Things will get underway in Philadelphia on January 11th, eventually hitting Canada for stops in Vancouver on February 8th, Toronto on February 19th, and Montreal on February 21st. The final gig of the tour will take place in New York on February 25th. Opening various dates will be Gaslamp Killer, Sparkmaster Tape, and Cuz, who are all on board. You can see all those dates at exclaim.ca, quite a lengthy tour, so try to make it out to one if you can. Hopefully Run the Jewels 3 will be out by then or soon after.
Yeah, sounds like a fun time. All right, we are going to get back to the charts, and of course, you can always check all of that out at exclaim.ca. Stephen, we'll get you to stick around to the second hour of the program right now. Brian's going to let you know what's coming up next.
The news release by Drive-By Truckers is called American Band. It was in our show last week for the first time at number 18. This week, up to number 15, you'll hear a track called Darkened Flags at the Cusp of Dawn. And after that, Wicked Games by We Are Wolves, also in the show for the first time last week at number 19, is their new one. It's called Wrong, and it's at number 14.
We
Earshot 20, number 14.
It's the Earshot 20.
From their newest album, Wrong, that was We Are Wolves at number 14, up five spots from 19 the week before. You heard a track called Wicked Games. We started off that set of two with Drive By Truckers and a track called Darkened Flags at the Cusp of Dawn. Their newest release is called American Band, and it's up from 18 to number 15.
All right, we have a few more tracks to bring you before this hour is complete. And again, you can always find that online at earshot-online.com, and also check out exclaim.ca. There's always new, like even the news that we're talking about, I mean, that's just a teaser for you to go and check out all the news that gets published every day, brand new stuff coming out. So check that out on the website exclaim.ca and pick up the issue nearest you. Right now we have more of that great tunage. Is that a word?
Sure, yeah.
Tunage?
Kinda.
If Donald Trump can make up words, I can make up words. We got more great tunes on the way for you. Brian's gonna let you know what's coming in up next.
We're going to hear from Lisa LeBlanc back into the show with Why You Want to Leave, Runaway Queen, last week, number 35, this week, number 13. Here's a new track from her called T-Gar. We'll be right back.
Earshot 20. Number 12. Side of favor. Earshot 20. Number 11.
It's the Earshot 20.
And as we round out our first hour of the show and our first 10 of our top 20, that was Crystal Castles at number 11, down from number 7. Their newest release, their fourth album, is called Amnesty 1, and you heard a track called Kept. In the middle there was 8 Circle Boy, Bon Iver, and his latest, dropping just one spot. It's called 22 a Million. And kicking off that set of tunes at number 13, all the way up from number 35 back into our show this week, is Lisa LeBlanc with Why You Want to Leave, Runaway Queen, and a new track from that release called T-Gar.
Well, there you go. That does it for the first 10 of the top 20. I'm Anthony Ammon. Brian Cleveland is also in studio. He's right there. He was just talking. And we do this every week, count down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. com. The show is recorded out of Local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick campus and community radio station, and airs first every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time before we send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners. You may be listening to us there, or you may be listening to us online if you download the program from radioforall.net or podcast through iTunes. No matter how you're tuning in, thanks very much for listening, and join us in about, I don't know, I'm going to say 4 or 5 minutes, depending on how long the ads take. Or
three.
If it's back-to-back. I can never really time it.
You're listening on your own device, maybe 1 second.
Yeah, exactly. It's coming up, though.
Maybe you take a break till tomorrow.
Yeah, maybe, or maybe you just got to pee real bad. Pause, and then come back. It's great. But we'll have the top 10. We'll have more music news. Brian's got the lowdown. And you'll find out if our number one is new or if it's stayed true. I'm going to try Dr. Zeusing the show next hour.
Dr. Zeus?
Yeah. Zeus?
Zeus?
Dr. Zeus?
Zeus is the god, is a god.
Until then, my lightning strike you. Go, be great. Stick around. We'll be back after this.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.